Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. Ralph, we are getting back to the basics this week, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Remember those things when they used to teach that?
Yeah, I do.
We'll begin with the reading part. The Pennsylvania House last week passed the Science of Reading Act. It basically requires that public school kids learn how to read by fourth grade. Do you support this legislation?
Well, you know, I noticed that the vote on that was 201-0. And I thought, you know, how could anybody be opposed to any public school student not knowing how to read by fourth grade?
Yeah.
But then I got thinking about it, and I thought, you know, if I were a teacher who is working hard in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade, and now I got a bunch of politicians saying that there's got to be a different way to help kids learn how to read by fourth grade, I would be really hurt and insulted. Maybe my skin is just too thin. But I think it is an insult to the teachers who are working. There isn't anybody in the teaching profession that would not want to see students fully competent in their reading skills by the end of third grade.
Yeah.
So this obviously has to go to the Senate, and it's hard to vote against, but I think, being just a skeptic, I would say, what do the politicians really know about the science of reading?
Yeah. Being married to a reading teacher myself, she's probably saying a big amen in the background. In fact, I think I can hear her now. Well, we got done the reading part. Let's do writing part. This kind of fun. January 23rd is coming up. It's National Handwriting Awareness Day. Also, John Hancock's birthday. We'll explain why that's important coming up. But do you think it still matters, Ralph, that children learn handwriting in school?
I really do. For one thing, it's a critical job skill. There are lots of jobs where you're still required to write. Not everything can be done on a computer. And the other thing is that the research shows that actually knowing how to write promotes brain attentiveness and gives you more focus even than you get when you're keyboarding. So certainly keyboarding skill is important, and schools have really moved in that direction. But I hope in that movement they don't forget that handwriting is still very important, particularly good handwriting, because some folks don't have good handwriting, but it is important.
Yeah, and I know you know this, Ralph, but for those who don't, John Hancock, first signer of the Declaration of Independence, you know the guy, King George, ought to be able to read that, and that's why it's National Handwriting Day. Okay, reading, writing, arithmetic. When it comes to math scores, Ralph, the U.S. isn't even in the top 30 worldwide. Is it time? There was an interesting article in USA Today on this. I'd love to get your thoughts. Is it time to rethink how we teach math in school?
Well, I do think that it may be time to do some adjustment to it. The research shows here that 50% of the students see no relevancy whatsoever to math. And yet, as I hear, particularly students at BOCES, where I serve on the Board of Education, mm-hmm. we have students come in and talk to the board all the time. In fact, just at the last meeting, one student said, I didn't really like math until I got here and started taking the auto mechanics course, because I see now the practical use of mathematics. Mm. So I think rather than continue to strive for, you know, formulas and all this, one of the adjustments that I would like to see schools make is to make it more relevant to life.
All right, reading, writing, arithmetic. One other issue we want to get in. This was a huge story last week that didn't get nearly enough attention in the news. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is under fire now. It turns out that he might have been complicit in the crafting of that letter from the National School Boards Association that referred to parents as domestic terrorists. Do you think it's time for the Education Secretary to resign?
Well, this is a tragedy, and the problem is that he says he had nothing to do with it. Other people are saying they have proof that he did. So to put it bluntly, somebody is not telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see some organization take a look whether the secretary was involved in that. And if so, he should resign, because that's totally inappropriate.
Yeah, we did see the School Boards Association apologize for that letter. But the genie already out of that bottle. We'll see where this story lands. But hey, so many issues, so little time. If you have questions about the Teaching and Learning Institute, what is it and why does it exist? Ralph, you have a wonderful website where folks can go and learn more about it. Where can they find you, sir?
They can simply go to yrun.org, yrun.org.